thank you guys so much for letting us, letting me be with you today. You don't have to be over in worship over in the main sanctuary.
很谢谢大家能够邀请我到这边来跟各位讲道，大家不用到大堂去听。
But it's always such a blessing to be with you guys.
真的是非常的蒙受福分能够来在这边跟大家在一起。
And I want to tell you that your pastor is such a blessing to our staff as well. She just blesses our staff a ton by being up there with us throughout the week.
大家，我们的牧师也是很受主的这个祝福的他真的是跟大家跟我们大家在主堂的大家都能够一起接受主的这个祝福。
The title of my sermon today is The Sweet Smelling Life.
今天我们所要讲的呢。题目是香甜的生活。
And there's many interesting things about smell.
有很关于这个嗅觉有很多很有趣的事情。
First, smell is powerful.
它是非常有力的。
It's the strongest sense tied to memory.
它是跟我们的这个记忆呢最最强的连接的一种感官。
And if I understand correctly, it's because those smells are tied together with events and emotions.
它如果说我记得清楚的话呢，这个嗅觉呢是跟我们的这个跟事件还有跟感官感受是很有很强的连接的。
So when the brain when we smell something, the brain brings forth those emotions and those events.
所以如果说我们这个闻到什么气味的话呢，我们的这个大脑呢就会让我们连接到一些过去发生的事情。
That's why we all have different perceptions of what good and bad smells are.
所以我们呢每个人对于这个好的味道跟不好的味道，我们每个人都有个人的感受。
I actually enjoy the smell of kerosene.
我其实是非常的这个对这个 kerosene 是。
Which you might find kind of strange.
也许有点奇怪。
And here's the reason why.
这个是为什么有点奇怪。
When I was first starting to get to know Janelle, I would go to her apartment, and her apartment had a kerosene heater.
这个我刚遇到 Janelle, 就是她的太太，是吧？然后到她的这个公寓的时候，她公寓有一个 kerosene 的 smell.
It's kind of gas. Sorry. So as I was going there for a while, I didn't know her well enough to tell her that her apartment smelled. I didn't know her quite well enough yet to tell her that her apartment smelled.
我那时候还不够认识她，所以我还不敢跟她说她的公寓有味道。
But after I got to know her a little better, one day I said, "Do you know your apartment smells kind of funny?"
后来我越来越认识他的时候，我就跟他说：“哎，你知道你的公寓有点好，有味道哦。”
That smell of that gas actually stayed in the stuff that we brought to our new apartment when we got married.
那个味道呢，一直就留在那边，一直到我们甚至于结婚搬到新的公寓，还是有那个味道。
So although it's usually a bad smell, to me it's kind of a good smell.
有些人也许是不好的味道，可是对他来讲是好的味道。
Smell also causes a reaction.
嗅觉也会让你产生一个反应。
Sometimes that reaction is good, and sometimes it's bad.
有一些反应是好，有一些反应是不好。
As a new dad, the smell of a bag of diapers just has a powerful smell, right?
对于一个新手爸爸来讲呢，这个尿布的味道是一个很强的味道，对不对？
And as the dad, I have the privilege of taking that outside, and it causes a serious reaction.
作为父亲，我有这个可以能够把这个尿布拿到外面啊，这样子啊，那因为他会有，如果不拿的话，有很强的一个反应。
Good smells can cause a reaction too, like your favorite meal being cooked.
好的味道呢也是有反应的，像比如说好吃的东西。
Because these first two points are true, people try to control their smell.
如果说这个是事实的话呢，所以人呢就我们人就会想要控制我们的味道。
According to a 2012 report, the global perfume industry market was valued at $28 billion.
在2012年的一个报告呢，就是这个世界的香水的这个市场呢，价值28万。
So what does this have to do with anything?
这个是什么意思呢？
Well, today we're going to study a passage in scripture that takes the picture of smell and applies it to our spiritual lives.
所以呢，我们今天要读的这个经文呢，就是要将这个味道呢要应用到我们的这个经文道里面。
And each person's life gives off a distinct impression, and people react to each other based on these impressions.
人们呢都是根据这样子的印象，对于这个味道的印象，然后有一些反应。
So how do we have a sweet-smelling life?
好，我们要怎么样子能够有一个香甜的生活呢？
Well, we've already read the scripture, but let me give you some background to the passage.
我们都已经读过了这个，刚刚读过这个经文，那现在我们来为这个经文做一个背景的解释。
This book is one of the letters that Paul wrote to the Corinthians.
这个是这个保罗呢写给哥林多教会的一个书。
And he had established the church as the first pastor.
他就是给一个第一个牧师的信。
The city was productive, but it was sinful.
这个是一个很多产的很。的一个城市，可是呢，却是一个非常有罪的，充满罪恶的城市。
And throughout the book so far, he has been very honest about some of his struggles with danger and dealing with the situation in Corinth.
从这个经文里面呢，他自己呢承认说他自己呢有一些挣扎陷入一些危险，还有对一些情况，对于这个哥林多教会的一些情况，他自己有很多的挣扎。
So let me give you some three points that I believe we can get out of this scripture for a sweet-smelling life.
我们呢有三个观点，我们可以从这个经文里面呢去得到有三个观点。
First, sweet-smelling people understand that victory only comes through captivity.
具有这个馨香之气的人呢的生活呢就是知道说这个胜利呢。只能够从这个神而来。
If you look at this passage, what is Paul thanking God for?
从这个经文里面，为什么这个保罗要感谢神？
He says, "Who always leads us as captives in Christ's triumphal procession."
他说呢，这个率领我们在基督的凯旋中呢，胜利游行。
And to me, it sounds like a strange statement.
这个呢是听起来很奇怪，为什么是凯旋胜利中又要作为俘虏？
He's thanking the Lord for being a captive.
他感谢神说我们是作为俘虏。
So what does this mean?
这是什么意思？
There's this thing called a Roman triumph.
这个有一个叫做罗马的胜利。
This celebration was the greatest honor for a Roman general.
这个是对罗马将军最高的一个荣誉的庆祝。
So imagine he had won a great battle, and this parade through Rome was his reward for that great battle.
这个游行呢，是对罗马将军是一个最高的一个奖励，他一个巨大的战斗，然后之后在这个游行当中。
In the parade, you would have important officials, you would have musicians, you would have the spoils of war.
在这个游行里面呢，你有。这个游行的是自己会走在最前头，然后再来有这个音乐的啦然后有军兵，然后后来是最后是他得到从那个战胜国得到的一些东西。
You would have the leaders of the conquered countries followed by the captives of that country.
然后呢然后随着有军兵，还有俘虏，还有。这个从他这个对方拿来得到的战利品。
You have the servants of the general.
还有就是有军将军。
You would have the general in a large chariot dressed in honor.
然后那个将军呢，他是穿着这个非常荣耀的一个军服。
And then the entire army behind him.
然后呢，整个步兵、整个军兵都是在他后面。
And along the route, they would be swinging incense.
然后呢，他们会就是有会在这个游行过程当中，他们也会拿着香气在散播这个香气。
So Paul is recalling the image that people would understand to show what Jesus had done.
所以保罗以这种罗马军兵凯旋的这种场面呢、来作为比喻，让大家了解说耶稣做过的事情。
Jesus was the victorious general who had conquered sin and death.
那耶稣呢是他战胜了这个我们的罪恶，所以他是就像这个罗马战胜军兵一样。
And there was the smell of incense in the midst of this procession.
那散播这个香气呢，这个馨香之气就是同样的意思，就是用来比喻这个耶稣他在这个游行过程中所散发的这个香气。
But you would assume that Paul would say, "Thank God who always leads us as warriors in this procession."
我们会想说，这个保罗会写说，哦，我们感谢神，让我们跟这个神呢，在这个游行的队伍当中，是跟他是一起，同样的是一个战胜的军兵，而不是俘虏。
And there's some sense that Paul is calling us victorious with Christ.
然后呢，有一些经文呢，他也是说我们是跟神是一样，是一个战胜者。
But the powerful truth that Paul points out is that we are only truly victorious when we are the captives of Christ.
但是这个保罗要强调，就是说我们呢，只有是一个战胜者呢，是只有在我们是神的俘虏里面，才是一个真正的一个战胜者。
You see, he is calling true believers those that have been conquered.
就是真正的相信神的人呢，才是真正的战胜者。
Romans 6 gives us a good background to what he's saying here.
罗马书第六章也有一些经文是这样子说的。
In this passage in Romans, he's talking about us being slaves to sin or slaves to Christ.
在这个经文里面说，我们是这个罪的奴隶，我们也是这个神的，还是我们要成为神的奴隶？
And when we hear this idea that we're slaves to sin, I think it brings up in our hearts the idea that we want to conquer sin.
我们是罪的奴隶，所以我们就想要战胜这个罪。
We want to fight sin and to free ourselves.
我们想要从罪里面得到自由。
And many of us have lived this kind of life.
然后我们呢，就是想要过这样子的生活。我们许多人是这样过生活的。
Where we constantly think about our sin and try to fight it in our own strength.
我们呢常常都会想到我们自己的罪，然后就是总是要想要来战胜我们的罪。
And much of our preaching leads people to continue this.
然后很多的这个讲道呢，也是要教导我们怎么样子可以战胜我们的罪。
A student the other day in our ministry was talking to me about how he feels the constant need to be better.
有一个学生在我的里面呢，他就也告诉我说，他一直想要战胜他自己的罪。
But he's trying to be better in his own strength, and he said a lot of preaching leads him to continue in this.
但是他是想要靠他自己的力量变成是一个更好的人，去战胜这个罪。可是他不是要靠着说这个跟神这个亲近，靠神的话语。
But trying to be better in our own strength is like putting perfume on something that's dead or rotting.
我们呢，想要靠我们自己的力量呢，来战胜这个罪，就有点像我们对死人撒香水一样。
No matter what we say, ultimately it still smells bad.
不管怎么样，仍然是闻起来就是不好。
Our love can't change us. We need God's love.
我们自己的爱没有办法改变我们自己，只有神的爱可以改变我们。
But what would it mean for us to be captives of God?
但是这个成为神的奴仆，那囚犯是什么意思呢？
He doesn't use violence.
他没有用这个很暴力这个字。
In Romans 5, he says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us."
罗马书五章六到八节说，因我们还软弱的时候，基督就按所定的日期为罪人死，为义人死是少有的，为人人死是或者有敢做的。唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就向我们显明了。
And in Romans 2, it says God's kindness leads us to repentance.
罗马书二章四节说呢，神的这个恩慈呢，是领着我们悔改的。
He has done the work to deal with our sin by pouring out His love and grace on us.
他呢是用这个他的话语，然后呢来浇灌在我们身上，让我们。领着我们悔改。
And it's when we finally confess our need of that love and are amazed at what he has done, and we become victorious.
在终于我们承认说我们需要他的爱，然后惊叹于他所做的事情，我们才能够真正的得胜。
For a long time growing up, I knew that Jesus had what he had done for me, and I believed it.
很久我这个成长的过程里面呢，我知道说神呢对在我身上所做的事，我相信。
But I wasn't captivated by his love.
但是我并没有被他的爱所囚禁所俘虏。
I was often consumed with guilt and still stuck in my sin.
我呢常常呢就是在这个罪里面呢仍然在罪里面挣扎。
And what I discovered in our spiritual lives is that when we're most captive to his love, then we're most victorious.
那就是在我们的这个就是生活里面我们呢就是要被他的爱所俘虏，我们这样子才能够得胜。
You can't fight your own battles. You need Jesus to fight those battles for you.
你没有办法自己战胜这个，自己靠自己的力量来打这个仗。你必须要靠神的力量来替我们打这个仗。
And he says that when we live this captivated life, then we spread the fragrance of the knowledge of him everywhere.
当我们过着被他所囚禁的这个生活的时候，就是被神所囚禁的生活的时候，我们就无处的不再散播他的知识的香气。
We become sweet-smelling people.
我们就会变成是香喷喷的人，就是很有馨香之气的人。
So have you been captivated by the love of Christ?
我们就是被神的爱所俘虏。
The second thing I see in here is that sweet-smelling people understand that being with God must precede doing with God.
馨香具有香甜生活馨香之气的人呢，是了解说呢，跟神在一起就是要跟神一起去做工。
It says in here that we are to God the aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing.
因为我们在神面前，无论在得救的人身上或是灭亡的人身上，都有基督的馨香之气。
You would expect that Paul would say that we are the fragrance to the people around us.
你会想说是这个保罗应该会讲说我们就是在这个人们里面是具有馨香之气的人。
And this does happen in the next verse.
那的确在这个下一个章节他是这样说的。
But first he says, we are to God the aroma of Christ.
但是他在这边说在神面前呢我们呢是这个神的馨香之气的神的馨香之气。
This is a lot of Old Testament imagery in it of the sacrificial system.
这个是在这个旧约里面有很多的这个牺牲的这个系统里面所说的。
This picture in this verse is offering ourselves up to God in worship, and this needs to happen before we move on to doing things for God.
这个呢，就是说，我们呢要先把我们自己献给神，然后呢，才能够让这样子的事情发生。
In Romans chapter 12, it says, "Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God."
罗马书十二章说，所以弟兄们，我们以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉是理所当然的。
Paul says that this is our spiritual act of worship.
这个，所以呢，保罗说这个才是我们的这个灵命应该要这样子做的。
In order to do this, we have to be with God.
要这样子做呢，我们一定要跟神在一起。
In this conversation I had with this student the other day, he said that he never felt like he could do enough.
有一个我跟这个学生有一个对话，他说呢，他从来不觉得他做够了。
And this is the world that we live in.
然后这个世界就是我们就是生活在这样的世界啊。
We're always doing things.
我们总是一直在做事。
But I told him that the primary purpose in life is to be with God, so that God could do the work in him.
但是我告诉他说呢 最主要的目的其实是我们要跟神在一起，然后让神来替我们 做工。
I've been reading a book by Henry Nouwen recently.
我一直在读一本书是Henry Nouwen 的书。
He has an example of an artist that's working with rock.
他呢有一个例子，就是有一个那个艺术家是用石头来做艺术的。
And he says that when the artist looks at the piece of rock or marble, he can see the lion that's inside of it.
当他看到这个石头或者是这个大理石的时候，他有办法看到里面的一些条纹线条。
But in order for that lion to appear, the artist has to take a chisel and start to chisel away at the rock for a long time.
当他希望那个他所看到的那个线条要让它展现的时候呢，他必须要开始雕刻。
In the same way, when God the Father looks at us, He sees Jesus if we know Him.
当神看到我们，就是像看到这个石头一样，他看到我们的好的地方。
But our job is to simply be with Him so He can start to shape Christ inside of us.
但是我们的工作就是要跟他在一起，让他可以就像雕刻一样，把我们雕成雕出来。
So how much time do you leave to be with God in your life?
所以呢，你们有多少是跟神在一起的生活呢？
A couple days ago, I felt convicted of this in my own life that I haven't spent enough time with God recently.
就在几天前呢，我呢也是就是跟神承认说我跟他的时间不够多。
So I did a couple days fast, and in that time, God showed up in a powerful way.
所以我就做了一些禁食祷告，然后神就告诉我一些方式。
And it's amazing to me that how many times I forget that just being with God is when He really does His work.
就是常常我会忘记说，我其实只要跟神在一起，然后让神去做工。
It's important to leave room in life to remember that you are not in control of the world.
在你们离开这个地方的时候呢，这很重要，你们要记住一点，就是说呢，你们不是自己生活在这个世界上。
And in those times, God will remind you that He's in control.
而且神是控制的，神都是掌控一切的。
And it's these people that are the most sweet-smelling people.
这些人呢，就是具有馨香之气的人。
There was a chaplain I got to work with at school named Dr. Low.
Dr. 就是罗。有一本书，应该是一个牧师。
And I felt like he never slept.
我总觉得他从来不睡觉。
I would get emails of him praying in the middle of the night at 2 in the morning.
我呢会就是收到他的这个 email 呢，有时候是早上半夜两点。
And then I'd get an email from him at 5 in the morning.
有时候早上五点也收到他的 email。
And I'd say, when does this guy sleep?
我就在想，这个人是什么时候睡觉啊？
But he was such a sweet-smelling person because of his times with God.
但是他是一个这么样香甜的人啊，在具有神的香馨香之气的人。
The final point I want to give you today is that sweet-smelling people understand that they must speak the truth in sincerity and love.
最后一个观点我想要跟大家分享的就是，香甜具有馨香之气的人呢，他知道他必须要都是要讲实话，用很诚挚，还有他们发自他们的这个爱心的讲实话。
Paul finishes this set of verses by talking about how the smell of a God-honoring life is reflective to others.
那保罗呢，就是最后就是告诉大家说呢，就是这个怎么样子能够具有神的这个馨香之气呢？是怎么样子反映到给外面的人的
？He says that to those who are perishing.What we say and do is like the smell of death.
在这个对于这个犯堕落的人呢，如果是我们呢，在他们这些人面前是怎么样子的一个味道
？But to those who are being saved, our actions are like the sweet fragrance of life.
那对于这个为神所救的人呢，我们在他们的面前是具有非常有馨香之气的。
But his question is, and who is equal to such a task?
那这个问题就是说，是这个事谁当得起呢
？He then discusses how people should speak the truth.
他说这个人要怎么样子讲实话
？They should not use the word of God for profit.
他们不应该为了这个利润来兜售神的话语。
There were false teachers in the church of Corinth that were using the word of God to get profit for themselves.
有一些假的教师呢，就是想要在教会里面。传道就是为了要兜售神的话语。
But Paul says that he is speaking before God with sincerity, like men sent from God.
保罗说他是用很真诚的真挚的心是来讲神的话语的。
What does this mean?
这是什么意思？
Well, the truth is that the gospel of Christ and living like this is going to be divisive.
神的福音呢和这样子的生活呢将会分裂。
A life captive to Christ should look radically different than people around them.
这个意思就是说呢，你如果是为基督所俘虏的这样子的过起来生活呢，会跟周围的人看起来不一样。
So there will obviously be a reaction to the smell of someone who's following Christ.
那所以我们呢，就是对于这个谁是有耶稣基督气味的人，我们有所做的反应是什么？
But there were false teachers in Corinth who were preaching in such a way to provoke a bad reaction.
那可是呢，在哥伦多教会里面的那些假的这个教师呢，他们呢就是要为讲传道的一方法，就是为了要引起一些不良的反应。
Because they were living for themselves.
因为他们是为自己而生活的。
A sweet-smelling person speaks the truth through a sincere and loving life.
具有馨香之气香甜之气的人呢，是很用很真诚跟爱心来讲话的。
Speaking truth only to draw people to love that they have found.
讲真实讲诚实话呢，只会让人呢找到说他们想要找的真的爱。
There's a girl that came to Ignite maybe 2 years ago.
有两年前有一个女孩子来找我。
And she was living a pretty rough life.
她这个当时的生活很苦。
Lots of drugs, lots of other issues.
有这个吸毒。
And when she came, it was funny to see her reaction.
那就是看到她的反应呢，是有点好玩。
In one way, she was drawn to the people that were there.
还有呢，她怎么样子把这个人带到那边去？
In the other way, she was really frustrated with Janelle and I sometimes.
她呢，就是对于这个她有时候就是很受挫。
We always try to demonstrate healthy love between couples.
她呢，就是在这个夫妻之间呢，是怎么样子真正的爱？
And she didn't quite understand that kind of love.
但是她不了解那样子的爱。
She would always make fun of the way that Janelle and I loved each other.
她总是呢，对她的另一半呢，嘲笑。
And one night she actually got angry, saying that people don't love each other like that.
然后呢，她说呢，人呢之间呢不应该是这样子相爱的。
She had a lot of hurt in her life because of relationships, though.
他有很多的，经过他的这个，他的人生的人际关系呢，所以他有很多的受伤。
But we just kept loving her.
我们呢，只是就是不断的爱他。
And trying to be sincere.
然后很真诚的，很真挚的。
And trying to speak the truth.
然后呢，讲实话。
And it's amazing to me that every time this girl needs something, she knows where to come back to.
然后可是呢就很令人惊叹的就是说呢当他需要什么时候他总是回来找我。
Because although the smell of your life might push somebody away for a while, it also draws people back when they want to hear from God.
当你有馨香之气的时候有一些人呢也许一开始会远离你可是他们最后会回到你的身边。
We have to be truthful and we have to be loving if people are going to treat us like that.
如果我们呢真的是要很真挚很有爱心这样子的对人。
So how is your life smelling right now?
所以呢不知道各位的生活你们的味道如何。
I'm not saying that physically, because that's a little personal.
不是在讲你们身体的味道是什么样。
But how is your life smelling?
是你们的生活你们的味道是怎么样。
If you're not a believer here today, my prayer is that today is the day that you become captivated by Jesus.
我今天的祷告的就是说，如果你还没有信耶稣的话呢，希望你今天能够为神所俘虏。
If you are a believer today, I believe today is the day to remember that you must be with God before you do for God.
如果说你已经信了，那我希望你能够呢记得说。你总是要跟神在一起让他为你做事。
And our goal must be to sincerely love those around us, so that they can hear Christ calling them.
我们的目标就是我们要很真挚的爱那些在我们周围的人，所以呢，他们呢也能够